Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. President Obama admonished Republicans last night not to refight the battles of the last 2 years over health care reform and instead fix what needs fixing and move forward.
So let me be the first to say that anything can be improved. If you have ideas about how to improve this law by making care better or more affordable, I am eager to work with you. We can start right now by correcting a flaw in the legislation that has placed an unnecessary bookkeeping burden on small businesses. What I'm not willing to do is go back to the days when insurance companies could deny someone coverage because of a pre-existing condition.
Congressman Paul Ryan, the chair of the House Budget Committee who delivered the Republican response, didn't suggest the GOP would give any ground.
The president mentioned the need for regulatory reform to ease the burden on American businesses. We agree, and we think its health care law would be a great place to start. Last week, House Republicans voted for a full repeal of this law, as we pledged to do, and we will work to replace it with fiscally responsible, patient-centered reforms that actually reduce costs and expand coverage.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann also spoke on behalf of the Tea Party, warning that unless the law is repealed, quote, government-run health care, unquote, will be the result. Here to help us analyze all of this is Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Right after the November elections, Mary Agnes, the president said very much the same thing as what we heard him say last night. So in your view, did he move the needle at all?
I don't think so. He mentioned to Republicans that there's areas we can work together, the repeal of the 1099 provision, perhaps on medical malpractice to reduce frivolous lawsuits. There may be some room for compromise, but he made it very clear that he would not accept major changes to the health law. He praised the ability of small businesses to get tax credits, for seniors to get some help with their prescription drug costs, for children up to age 26 to stay on a parent's health insurance plan, and said he's not going to turn the clock back and you should fix what you can and then move on.
And then Paul Ryan spoke on behalf of the Republican Party in Congress. Did you hear him say anything different? Did you hear him emphasize anything differently than how the president framed the issue?
That was very interesting. Paul Ryan spent a heck of a lot more time talking about health care than the president did. He made it very clear that they think this is a job killer, that it's too big, that it does too much. He reminded the public about how House Republicans voted last week to repeal the bill and said they'll work very, very hard to replace it. So he made it very clear that there are a lot of things that Paul Ryan could have talked about last night, and he did mention other subjects, but he spent a lot of time, I think, on purpose on the health care law because this is a priority issue for the Republicans.
Let's talk procedurally for the next couple of minutes. Procedurally, what happens next in Congress with the law? As you mentioned, of course, the House voted last week to repeal the law. At this moment, is there any clarity about whether it will ever even come to a vote in the Senate, or is it essentially dead?
Well, Mitch McConnell is the minority leader in the Senate, the leader of the Republicans, and he's a master at Senate procedure, has said that he will push hard and work any way he can to get a vote. Of course, Harry Reid, who runs the floor, the Democratic leader, has said that he isn't going to have a vote on the health care repeal. So that's one set of activity, if you will. Then in the House, hearings are beginning today on the health care law. The Budget Committee, which Paul Ryan heads, is going to have a hearing about the fiscal impact of the health care law. In the Ways and Means Committee, they're going to talk about the jobs and the economy for the health care law. Republicans will continue to have hearings, to have news conferences, to chip away in any way they can. And of course, because Republicans run the House, they'll probably have a lot more success there than Republicans will in the Senate.
The thinking on the Hill was that one of the reasons the repeal vote came up so quickly after the new Congress began was to appease the Tea Party members, an emerging larger group, certainly, than in the last Congress. So what role will the Tea Party play moving forward?
I think they will continue to push aggressively with the Republican Party, that if you can't repeal the bill, let's push to get rid of the provisions we don't like, whether it is the Medicaid expansion or whether it is the 1099 or any other provision they think is too onerous, too big, the ones that they could succeed on. Because even if it doesn't pass the Senate, a message is sent on the House floor when these measures prevail that the Tea Party and Republicans are committed to staying on the health law and trying to chip away at it in any way they can.
Last night and in the days leading up to the State of the Union, there was a lot of emphasis, of course, on the two sides essentially being nicer to each other,
right,
because of the shooting in Arizona. So where things now stand, do you expect that the tone maybe will be nicer, but the substance of what each party wants to do will remain as we know it now?
The tone may be nicer for a while. The substance absolutely won't change. Both sides of the issue on the healthcare law, whether you like it or you dislike it, they're very passionate about it. Their feelings are very strongly held. You either think it's a really good thing or it's a really bad thing. And you've got to remember how difficult it was for President Obama and Democrats to pass the law in the first place. They know they've got a tough fight on their hands, and they will be working very hard to fend off any challenges. Republicans see their attack on the health care law as an opportunity to set themselves up very nicely for the presidential and the congressional elections in 2012. So I think it's going to be a bitter, intense, and prolonged fight all year long.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mary Agnes Carey,
sure,
Kaiser Health News.